I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, November 19th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 50 degrees.
A delay-free drive on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert says there will not be a state mandate restricting Thanksgiving gatherings, but he says everyone should still be extra cautious because the current COVID-19 surge is serious, and hundreds of Utahns have died from this fast-spreading disease. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer has more.
The state's mask mandate will continue beyond the governor's two-week announcement. He says he does not want to restrict what people do in their homes, but he does hope they will choose ways to be safe, like limiting the number of people at Thanksgiving.
If it's possible, gather outside as opposed to inside. If you're inside, open your windows, turn on your furnace fan, bring in some fans, keep circulation good. We know that that helps us with these aerosols.
He also recommended that one person prepare the food instead of many or having a potluck. He also recommended that you don't have people over from out of town, you keep it to under 10 people, and have a seating arrangement set ahead of time. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
The CDC is also outlining their guidelines for Thanksgiving, and a member of the COVID-19 task force appeared on Dave and Dujanovic's show. We get more now from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who joins us live. Paul?
Maria, the CDC is urging everybody, give serious second thoughts to the plans you already have for Thanksgiving. Health officials say postponing any kind of travel to see friends or family is the best way to keep others safe. But if you do make the trip, bring your own food, drinks, and plates. Commander Aaron Saber-Schatz with the CDC COVID-19 response tells KSL's Dave and Dujanovic that new cases are sky high.
In the last week, we've seen over a million cases reported of COVID-19. We've seen increases in hospitalizations. We've seen hospitals filling up and more deaths.
She says celebrating the holiday with people that you don't live with makes the chances of getting COVID-19 go up a lot. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The Trump administration's COVID-19 task force is planning to address the nation at 2 this afternoon for the first time in months. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
The White House coronavirus task force will hold a briefing with reporters late this afternoon. This is the first time that group of doctors and public health officials have appeared in the White House briefing room in several months. It's not clear if President Trump will participate in this briefing, which comes as the U.S. has passed the grim milestone of 250,000 deaths from COVID-19, something the president has not yet commented on. 1,869 Americans died on Wednesday, the highest one-day toll since May. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
In California, the state's governor is apologizing for attending a maskless birthday party. Residents there who have been in various forms of lockdown for months are being very vocal about their disapproval. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Governor Gavin Newsom is apologizing this week for what he calls a bad mistake.
I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back.
But now it's known two of the people who joined Governor Newsom at that maskless birthday party were leaders with the California Medical Association. They were among a dozen people at the dinner. The CMA represents 50,000 doctors, and the group has been tweeting hashtags of stay at home and wear a mask. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Intermountain Healthcare says it may postpone some surgeries. In a statement, officials say elective procedures which require an overnight stay may be delayed due to the rising cases of COVID-19. They say this will free up beds, caregivers, and supplies to help those most in need. New unemployment claims filed by Utahns rose nearly 14% last week. It's the second week in a row that more Utahns have sought benefits. Primary Children's Hospital broke ground on their new campus in Lehi this morning. Administrator Lisa Toletta says that their research shows that's where a new children's hospital is needed.
Nearly a third of our patients that come to us from Primary Children's come from Utah County, and South Salt Lake County.
The campus will be named after Larry H. and Gary Miller and Gail Miller for their family support of the hospital that will provide all the services currently available in Salt Lake, with the exception of transplant and heart surgery. Police in Utah County have issued a silver alert for 74-year-old Alana Monson Hill. She was last seen earlier this morning at her home in Orem, and she does have dementia. Police ask that you give them a call if you have any information on where she might be. Wonder Woman 1984 will be heading to movie theaters on Christmas Day, but it will also be available to stream at the same time. Warner Brothers says the movie will be available to HBO Max subscribers. Coming up on KSL, a former director of the CDC talks about schools and why he feels kids should be in the classroom. Plus, a look at your new time drive.
Just one small accident, southbound I-15, not far from 2100 North in Lehigh, but out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
40% of families plan on having at least 10 people for Thanksgiving dinner.
What it tells me is people are just saying it's worth the risk.
David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Tuacon Amphitheater's upcoming 25th anniversary season will be the biggest Broadway season to ever hit our stage, with 7 blockbuster musicals perfect for your entire family. Don't wait another minute. Tuacon Amphitheater's Black Friday sale is happening now. Wonder at the majesty of the canyon with all the Tuacon magic you expect while you take in Broadway musicals such as Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Annie, School of Rock, and The Count of Monte Cristo. Or head into our air-conditioned indoor Hafen Theater to sing along with Smokey Joe's Cafe, Million Dollar Quartet, and A Christmas Story. Buy your 2021 season package now to save up to 40%. Then choose your dates later. You heard that right. Up to 40% off, but only through November 30th. Visit tuacon.org to purchase your season package at the lowest price of the year, now through November 30th. Treat yourself or someone you love with the gift that lasts all year. Visit tuacon.org today.
This is Derek Overstreet of the New Millennium Group and host of Stop Working and Start Living Radio. If you're close to or in retirement and you don't have a tax plan, call us right now, 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Listen, our country's been spending like never before, and the tax bill is coming soon. If you need an income tax strategy and a financial plan that will get you through the rest of your life, give my team a call, 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. If you want an investment plan that allows you to keep more of your gains and pay less taxes, give us a call, 888-999-6370. My team specializes in the type of plan that will get you retired 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible. So get a no-cost tax analysis by calling 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. My team is standing by now.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, Utah Governor Gary Herbert says there will not be a state mandate restricting Thanksgiving gatherings, but he does say everyone should be extra cautious because of the current COVID-19 surge. He says it is serious. New York City and other areas are moving all their schools online as coronavirus cases rise, but a former acting director of the CDC says science doesn't back up those decisions. Here's Dr. Richard Besser speaking with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America, saying Americans have to do more to slow the spread of the virus because thousands of people are dying, but schools are one of the safer places for kids.
I think it's the wrong way to go. You know, it's so important that we're guided by public health science. And, you know, we were all concerned. I'm a pediatrician and a parent. I was very concerned about kids going back to school and what it might mean. But what we've seen in a lot of school districts, and New York City is really the poster child for this, is that they've been able to get kids back into school safely. They haven't seen increased spread. They haven't seen increased spread to teachers and to staff and within the community. And they set this mark of 3% at the start, with a concern that if it got to that level, they would see increasing spread from the community into schools and back and forth. That's not happening. Kids, you know, for many children, being in a classroom where someone can observe them wearing a mask, can help make sure they're keeping away from others, is absolutely the safest place for them to be.
What is the reasoning, Rich, behind schools closing but bars and restaurants and gyms remaining open.
Well, if you look at the approach in Europe, they're doing the exact opposite. They're viewing schools as in a sense, an essential service for children, for families, for working parents. And they're closing everything else down in order to keep schools open. Here, it's the opposite. In many places, we're seeing that indoor dining and bars are driving a lot of transmission. And those should be shut down. Move to takeout again. And do everything you can to keep children in school where it can be done safely. Follow the data. And if you see schools where it's leading to spread, yeah, you have to shut those down. But that's not the case in most communities.
Interesting perspectives. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, we have had this small accident in Utah County, southbound I-15. It's about a mile or two after the SR-92 switch off, but the crash in Lehigh has been completely out of traffic on the right shoulder. Hasn't really been a bother to anyone, but now we have a new accident. This is going to be on the ramp from westbound I-215 South Belt to join southbound I-15 in Murray. It had been blocking a right lane of traffic. They're working to get it moved out of the way. And again, no other delays. UACPA represents the interest of CPAs in Utah and protects the public trust. Proud sponsor of the Money Making Sense podcast. Download it today. UACPA.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Some sunshine mixed with some clouds. 51. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Today, Governor Herbert laid out his recommendations for Thanksgiving for your holiday celebrations. We'll go in-depth on that subject coming up next right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Sometimes
if you
qualify business
for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan for 2021. For residents of Utah, United Healthcare offers Medicare Advantage plans with more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include comprehensive dental services as well as flexibility in cost, benefits, and doctor choice. Discover a Medicare Advantage plan that works to your advantage. Annual enrollment ends December 7th. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. To learn more about Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare, including prescription drug coverage all in one simple plan, call United Healthcare at 855-213-0074 or visit letstakeadvantage.com. That's 855-213-0074. Call today. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Head to Logan Thanksgiving weekend. Make reservations now and don't miss November Fest Arts and Crafts Show Friday and Saturday. Logan's Candy Windows and Gingerbread Houses and Zootal Lights at the Zoo. Find more at explorelogan.com.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate. Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. From rent increases to increased orders to, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times. But don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward fast with internet speeds up to a gig, with the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks, and with security solutions that help keep your connected devices protected. Be fast, be flexible, be ready for what's next. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing offer. Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at just $64.90 a month for 12 months for 2 years. Ask how to get a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 12/21/20. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 25 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Call for details.
Stay up to date on all the day's breaking news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. When news breaks, we'll text you. KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's governor lists some of the recommendations and guidelines for Thanksgiving, but he says he won't have statewide restrictions, though the mask mandate will continue. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, police are trying to locate 74-year-old Alana Monson Hill from Orem. She has dementia and was last seen this morning. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive, sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
Looks like the crash we had on the ramp from westbound I-215 South Belt to go southbound I-15 has cleared, and a tow truck is now on the scene of the crash in Lehigh, southbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mix of sun and clouds, 51. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 51 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The national surge in COVID-19 cases has prompted a stark new recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Details from ABC's Alex Stone.
Today, the CDC saying Americans should not travel for Thanksgiving and should consider canceling plans to gather with relatives who live outside of their immediate household. Their concerns that Thanksgiving could accelerate already ballooning COVID-19 rates nationwide. Airlines tell us they are seeing a spike in cancellations. They had been hopeful about Thanksgiving, seeing a jump in bookings a few weeks ago, but many of those have faded away. United saying it is burning through up to $20 million every day.
And the CDC's latest forecast says the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 could reach 298,000 by December 12th. The economic fallout continues. There were 742,000 new unemployment claims last week. The top Republican in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, wants Democrats to sign off on Republican stimulus ideas. He's also touting recent good news about vaccines that are in development.
We know that a vaccine is how we ultimately defeat this virus. So we need to help reinforce the work of Operation Warp Speed.
Pandemic's the topic for President-elect Biden's virtual meeting with the National Governors Association. ABC's Faith Abube has more from Wilmington, Delaware.
In order for Biden administration to be successful in rolling out the vaccines across the country or even a mask mandate or any kind of federal regulation, they would need cooperation from these governors on the ground. So this is really, really important. Otherwise, it becomes fragmented plan that basically could potentially fall apart. So in this meeting today, they'll be talking about a path forward and how important that cooperation is.
But there's still been no concession from President Trump. Today, his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, withdrew a lawsuit seeking to halt the certification of votes in Michigan. Georgia today is expected to announce the results of its statewide audit. President-elect Biden won both states. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Governor Gary Herbert spent an hour here on KSL News Radio this morning talking about the state's current COVID-19 surge and what needs to be done moving forward to slow the spread and save lives. He also said there will be no mandate or restriction over who can be in a person's home for Thanksgiving, but he did say the state would give recommendations. Later in the day, during his KUED monthly news conference, the governor went over those recommendations.
In order to have the safest holiday gathering possible, you should, in fact, gather with only those members of your own home, in your own household. Those that come to you from out of state bring more risk. Those that come from out of town, from out of the household, create more risk. You should, in fact, require that people wear masks and social distance. Again, that helps to minimize the risk, so keep it small. The numbers that you gather with over this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, if you have people that are sick, they obviously shouldn't come. If they've been exposed to COVID-19, they shouldn't come. If they tested positive, they shouldn't come to the family or friendly gathering that you have here this Thanksgiving time of year. Physical distancing should be the norm. And mask would be just kind of a belt and a suspenders type of an approach, which is a good option for you also. Seating arrangements that you have around the table as you carve up the turkey and have your Thanksgiving gathering and get together should in fact have social distancing in advance, so people will start in the right position and not have to slide their chairs around. Also, the time, rather than have it an all-day affair, maybe it should be shorter. The shorter you can do it, again, the less risk is involved in that gathering. We would also recommend that you gather outside. Now, some parts of the state, that's easier than others. Down south, a little easier to have warmer weather. You could gather outside. But even if you gather inside here in the northern part of the state, you ought to have proper ventilation. Turn on the fans. Open the windows. Have a circulation of the air. That makes it less risky in the spread of the coronavirus. And clearly, the hygiene is important. Washing of your hands, have hand sanitizer. Those that prepare the food, they should be just probably as much as you can one person preparing and serving the food. And that should be done with somebody that has a mask that they're, in fact, wearing at the time. So avoid potluck types of dinners, which is, I know, kind of a normal thing for Thanksgiving. But this is not a normal Thanksgiving time. We're trying to, again, make sure you have an enjoyable Thanksgiving. Share with family, friends as you can, but limit the size and follow these recommendations.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. Let's get a look at your drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools, the latest with Ricky Meese.
We have had no delays on the noontime drive on any of the Valley freeways, even where we've had small accidents at the I-215 junction in Murray, which is now cleared, and the crash in Lehigh southbound I-15, just south of Timpanogos Highway, SR-92, out of traffic on the right. But overall, it's been a quiet commute. All your freeways are seeing good speeds, light traffic, and your main secondaries are also in good shape. Food is challenging for many families. Now through December 1st, participate in Macy's Harvest of Hope program. Purchase an icon or prepackaged food bag at Macy's stores or online at macys.com/online. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Mix of sun and clouds, 51 today, partly cloudy and 48 tomorrow, and then 45 with partly cloudy skies on Saturday. Some sunshine on Sunday holds up to 46. 47 mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Partly cloudy, we're up to 48 on Tuesday and up to near 50 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
51 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Taking a quick check of the markets, a mixed day in your money news. Mixed day for the markets. We'll check that coming up next. KSL News Time, 1222.
Ever since the beginning of the Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Company, I have really appreciated that not only does Zero Res do the very, very best job of cleaning carpets, upholstery, whatever it might be in your home, but they give back to our community. For more than 15 years now, Zero Res has not only made your home jolly and bright and very, very clean, your carpets clean and white, but they give back to our community, and this is the way they're doing it right now. This is a great value. When you clean with Zero Res this month, have a food donation ready, and Zero Res will clean a fourth room of carpets for free. That's a $44 value. $33 per room of carpets cleaned. You schedule those three rooms, and the fourth room will be cleaned absolutely free with a non-perishable food donation. So why don't you give them a call? 288-ZERO-0RES.
Are you unemployed or furloughed? Looking to enhance your career or start a new one? SLCC is dedicated to supporting students during these turbulent times. From healthcare to tech, SLCC offers a variety of short-term training, degree programs, and certificates designed to put you on the path to success. Concerned about cost? You may be eligible for funds that cover your educational costs. Learn more about eligible programs and funding at slcc.edu/all-in.
We are on a mission, set on a destination closer to home. At Select Health, we're here for your great journey, creating health insurance that supports you in every small step towards embracing a new, healthier world. Our mission? To help you live your healthiest life possible. Select Health. Champions of healthy. Call 801-980-2088 now or visit selecthealth.org.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, Don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. What have you got for us today, Lee?
Oh, Maria, I'm looking forward to today. You, throughout the morning, you news folks, you've been talking about the COVID virus. You've been talking about the announcements from the governor, all kinds of stuff like that. I'm going to do my utmost to step away from COVID today. I'm sure it'll sneak its way into a story here and there. But we, today on the program, we're going to talk about three things. Number one, dating. Number two, the Olympics. And number three, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Okay.
Now, there won't be much overlap in those topics, but dating. The question of dating in the era of COVID. I've been married for a number of years, and so this notion has been out of my mind. But as I've been talking to folks who have, you know, they're looking for someone out there. Mm-hmm. How have they been able to do that? What has dating been like in this era of COVID?
Hasn't been existent. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk to some folks who have given it a shot. We're going to open the phone lines to that. And then we're going to talk about the Olympics. Will we even see an Olympic Games next year? It was a wild when we were speculating that this year's Olympics might be canceled. And, well, shoot, that time has come and gone. How about next year? We're going to see what there is to know about that. And then later on, there is a petition right now to award Hal Halverson, the candy bomber, with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Aww. We're looking to the history of that award, and I'm going to make a case for why that petition is exactly right coming up on today's program.
All right. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Americans still plan to spend hundreds of dollars on Thanksgiving dinner despite the pandemic. A LendingTree survey found Americans will spend on average $475 for Thanksgiving. Wow. That's up $310. It was $310, excuse me, last year. It wasn't up by $310. Could Radio Shack make a comeback? Two entrepreneurs in Miami have purchased the electronics band and are looking to revive that company in an online format. An upscale New York City restaurant says if you want to dine there, you have to take a $50 rapid COVID-19 test before entering the door. The city winery says customers will be given a glass of wine while they wait for their test results. $50, though, that's kind of pricey. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 37 points, sitting at 29,402. S&P 500 up by 3, the NASDAQ up by 70 points. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. Oh, let me mention Peanuts for one moment, though. Many people were upset that Charlie Brown and the Peanuts holiday specials were only going to be streamed this year on Apple TV Plus, but Apple has reversed course. The classic animated films will now air on PBS with a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving that will air on November 22nd.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.